Go on. I've got it. Go ahead. Go on. Go.
Just please don't do anything stupid, okay? If we could...
I got it.
Serious time. I don't want to go to jail.
All right, you won't go to jail.
Please.
We'll see you later, sweetie.
Fuck.
Christian folk in this town got a saying. What you sow is what you reap. And sure enough, karma came running.
You took your shirt and slop.
You got it, boss.
I guess God forgave me because I bought the bar back at auction for cheaper than what we owed on it.
Because he hasn't come home.
When Mrs. Roy started searching for Mr. Roy, of course the cops came to Gary first. Lucky for us, we had a true friend. And the perfect witness.
No, it couldn't have been Mr. Gary that day. He was tied up in a shed when I went to see Sue. He was pinned up like he was cattle. Said they didn't have money for rehab.
Hey, thanks for the ride, Jesse. I appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
Listen, come by now. Come by. Drink something. Come here, squirrel. What you doing? Come here. Oh, man, I missed you. Oh, boy.
When the FBI joined the search, started with phone records. And when nothing was found, they looked at the bank statements. And that's where the Bureau ran across what the Roys never wanted known. On the day Joanne Roy was charged for embezzling $6 million from the bank, the whole town finally knew why the Roys owned everything. Well, at least they used to. Mark did what he said he would do and started his own life in New York. That boy will always have a piece in my heart. He just wasn't the one for me.